And on one particular occasion, in the house next door but one to where I lived, which is now the Co-op car park in Holbury, a bomb fell during the night, and luckily or unluckily, it fell on, it was a direct hit on the cesspit, because we, in those days, there was no drain, main drainage, we were all on sewers. And this blew a tremendous hole in the back garden of the property, and the shrapnel from the bomb flew all around and hit the side of the window in the bedroom where I normally slept, and the scar is still on the wall today. And of course, a piece of shrapnel from the bomb flew along the length of the garden in the house where it fell, and penetrated the back kitchen window, went into the living room, hit the sideboard, did a 90 degree turn and went up and lodged in the ceiling. Luckily, it didn't enter the bedroom above where there presumably could have been people sleeping. But next morning, because children used all these sort of things as part of play, the family that lived there by the name of Hayworth, and they invited the children from the village to go and see there where the bomb had fallen in their back garden. And it had landed, as I said earlier, on the cesspit and blown a tremendous hole in the ground. And nearby, not too far away, was a wonderful Victorian plum tree. And that was decorated in a manner which was unbelievable with the contents of the cesspit, etc. And I think to this day, it's rather put me off the taste of Victoria plums.